This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy talks about how important it is for a Christian to stand out from the crowd, but for the right reasons. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Most things that are taken to extremes can be harmful. If you read on a medicine bottle that one tablet a day will make you well in 10 days, and then foolishly reason that 10 pills will make you well in 1 day, you'll harm yourself. The person who is told that one application of lawn food would help would probably hurt his lawn if he applied a double amount, hoping to get a lawn that was twice as nice. Things don't generally work out that way. Now, one of the clear teachings of Scripture is that you and I should live separated lives unto the Lord and separated from sin. Here are the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. "Therefore come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." He then goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, "Dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." There is an Old Testament passage that adds one more important element. In Isaiah 52:11, the Lord cries out, "Touch no unclean thing, you who bear the vessels of the Lord." Notice the last part of that verse very carefully. If you and I are to serve the Lord, our lives must be clean. Okay, fair enough, you say. But how is it possible to overstate or carry to extremes such a simple teaching of Scripture as this? Let me give you an example. When my wife became a Christian, she stopped using any sort of makeup. Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, encouraged her and other women to try using some. His reasoning? All they were accomplishing by being pale-faced was to draw attention to themselves. They stood out in a crowd. But as far as we know, Jesus didn't do that. He did nothing to draw attention to himself in the way he dressed or combed his hair. To draw attention to self is a practice of the worldly, through clothes and extreme hairstyles and so on. As Christ's people, we must come out from among them, out from among the worldly, by our attitude towards sin, by our love for Christ, not through excessive outward practices that draw attention to ourselves. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.